Okay, we're going to start off with some rugby this hour, and we have a new look Springbok jersey. FNB is the new Springbok title sponsor. Now, FNB were on the back of the Springboks jersey since 2017, but now will be to the front, with Pick n Pay set to replace them at the back. And according to reports, the deal is said to be worth 150 million rands per year. So a lot of speculations. People were on social media designing their own jersey. So if you see a jersey with FNB in front, it is not fake. That is our new jersey, and the Springboks will wear the jersey when they kick off their June-July test matches. Boxing promoter Eddie Hearn says Anthony Joshua still has hopes of facing Tyson Fury before hanging up his gloves. Hearn also told Sky Sports News that Joshua's got between 1 and 3 fights left in him before retiring.
We've got to get it right. He's got to be 100%. And it's also got to be a fight that means something to him. He's not fighting for the money. He's not fighting because he needs to. He's fighting because he wants to. He wants to challenge himself. He wants to be in big fights. And he wants to become world heavyweight champion again.
Yeah, Red Bull have delivered one of the most ruthless driver moves in F1 history after deciding to drop Liam Lawson after just 2 races. Lawson will swap places with Japanese driver Yuki Tsunoda and return to Red Bull's second team, Racing Bulls, from next race will be in Japan in a week's time. And the decision, I believe, was reached by Red Bull bosses, including team principal Christian Horner, at a meeting in Dubai. F1 reporter Craig Slater explains the situation.
It's going to be tough for Lawson to reconcile in his own mind. There's different ways to look at this. On the one hand, is it excessively ruthless? Should they have given him more time? On the other hand, and is it part of their duty of care to Lawson? What I am understanding is that Lawson has just not gelled with the car at all. Its characteristics do not sit easily with him.
And then finally, football news and updates on the Bafana Bafana saga with points deduction or possible points deduction. Former FIFA and PSL referee, the principal Victor Hlungwane, has warned that Bafana are still in danger of a 3-point deduction for fielding Utebogo Mokoena against the Lesotho. So even if Lesotho missed FIFA's appeals deadline, the governing body could still act independently on the matter. And like I said earlier, hopefully that is not the case and we can just move on with life. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.